Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, so I'm gon' body this hood, politics acknowledge it. Need bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rust. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need, that's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns. I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fool you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would get killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complained. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sinner. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. So now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found, you need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, yeah. All I need is one mic, one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash, all I need is one mic, one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic, one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
What's good, everybody? What's good? I don't know if anybody can hear me. Can you hear me good, man? You there, my big bro?
Not sure what's going on, if anybody can hear me, man. Welcome to Cram Session. And I'm your host, Falker, and the poet. I apologize, everybody. We still going to have a dope, dope show tonight. I'm waiting on my big bro, Van. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm sure he'll be back on in just a moment. He kicked it off for us for that Nas, man.
Oh,
I know we all
man, listen. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Bro, listen. My whole mic was muted. I'm sitting up here asking you if you're muted, thinking everybody can hear me, and they can't hear me. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio. Sorry about the radio silence there for a minute. Hey, but this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Cram Sessions with your host, Paul Cram, the King and Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here, just so that you can get on this mic tonight. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I don't know about you, but I got mine. You got to get yours. And we'll give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He is the reason why we have this fine network. He is also the reason why we have Raw Links. So hit the brother up and say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or how about you go ahead and get you some of those Raw Links, some of the finest jewels and gems with healing properties. Man, Paul Cranes, bro, what you got for the people?
What's good? Oh man, we got a really, really hot show tonight, man. We have none other than the very, very energetic, super, super talented, always ready to go, Keynotes, aka Poppy from Poppy Poetry Corner. She's gonna be kicking it with us tonight. So it's gonna be a dope, dope show, man. I can't wait.
Oh, man, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the show. Hey, is it okay if we bring Poppy in? I see they're here. Is it okay for us to just go ahead and pull them on in? You ready to pull them on in?
I really feel like the people ready. I think we should go ahead and bring them on in. Bring them on in.
You think? Just bring them on in? All right, here we go. Poppy.
I need
welcome it. To Epiphany Radio.
Let's go. What it do,
King?
It's factual.
What?
I've been waiting on this all day.
Oh, man, we've been waiting, too.
So what's good? Y'all can hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Great.
I can hear you
absolutely.
Fine.
I bet.
So, Pop,
what's the move? What's the move for
tonight? Oh, man, So we're going to ask you a few questions, and we're going to let you blaze that microphone. We also going to have, an open mic portion where we have some other fire poets come on in and ask you something, ask you a little question. And, of course, they're going to spit as well. So I hope you ready.
Oh, I'm definitely ready, man. I'm ready to entertain and be entertained at the same time.
I know that's right. So I'm going to ask you a question that I'm going to ask the very first question of every special pen that we have come to the study hall. I want to know, when was the moment you fell in love with poetry?
Honestly, poetry has always been a love of mine, right? But it's been a love that I've mistreated all of my life, right? She's been my side chick, and I just didn't know how to treat her, but something traumatic happened in my life, and my mom told me don't let my words die. And at that moment, I knew that she saw the love that I should have saw. So it made me tap in for real.
Wow.
I mean, like,
wow,
maybe,
wow.
I just started this at the beginning of the year, so let me just put it like that. I've been writing forever, though.
I love it.
The fact that you said you treated poetry like a side chick is like, like, damn, I felt that. Like, I totally understand that feeling.
Hell yeah. You know, she with us through everything, man. She had therapy. She with us on good days,
bad
days. You know what I'm saying? And we put her down when we don't need her and shit, you know? She be there. She be there.
That's mad.
So right.
That's a hell of an explanation. That's what's up. So you say you pretty much just started, like, as far as, like, how did Poppy's poetry come about?
Just that, man. She told me don't let my words die, and she left me. Her energy transferred on, and when that happened, I piped up. I've been on Let's Go ever since Poppy Poetry Corner was born. I mean, I figured
that's
like this,
up,
like,
man.
She told me don't let my words die. You know, I figured the best way to do that is to come out on my own platform. And then I don't have to worry about nobody judging it or this, that, and the third, and I could just be me in some kind of way. I got to meet dope people like y'all, and it's just been phenomenal, you know?
I appreciate that. I'm honored to have met you. Like, when
I appreciate that.
First came across your show. Yeah, like, when I first came across Poppy's Poetry Corner, I was like, wow, what's this? You know, this is cool. You know, that was really dope. Like, the same way... When I came across Epiphany, man, it was just like, all right, cool. You know, I love it. Like, I love it, man. So to see people really just walking in their gift like they're supposed to, man, I think that's really, really dope. How you looking at everything, big bro? This is Van is a legend to me. He don't like me saying that, but I'm gonna say it every single chance I get because that is what it is, as far as I'm concerned. So. A lot of my questions and everything I go through Van because his opinion is valued. Is there anybody in the poetry world who you go to like that, or do you accept those who come to you?
I mean, honestly, you know, I feel like reach one, teach one. So anybody that I feel like is in common, we in the same mix, we in the same church, we need to sit and have church. So I try to interact with every poet or every artist that I run into, for real. If I have to ask for advice or something like that, then I probably pull out, like, a Rare Epiphany or Bo Ward. Those two people seem to, you know,
some
poetic advice, you know, like, you know, I can always count on them. So, I would have to say those two people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rare is a great person. So is Bo. Yeah.
You know, it's Gemini and me. I got to have two different sides.
You know, let me tell you when I met Poppy, man. I got invited to her poetry page on Facebook, and you know how it is when you get into a group, you lurk for a little bit, you see what's happening, you see what's going on, and some kind of way she found out that I was part of the Honey Drippers crew. And she's like, oh no, ain't no way you gonna just sit here and not do nothing, bro. I know your pen is fire. I need you to put something out. And you know, she's been engaging me, you know, ever since, you know, so I appreciate your ability to just reach people, you know, because when you're a poet and you have the personality that you have, you know, you draw people into you, and then they want to hear what you're about, they want to hear what you got, and they can't help but to be engaged, and you're very active in your group. Man, you're active in your group. You got spotlights going on, you got highlighting who you should have, you know, people being tagged, because I was even tagged, and I just said, look, I said, I don't know which day, but I want to come on Poppy's Poetry Corner. We will have to work it out, but I'm going to come, for sure. So I thank you for being who you are.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate that, and I thank you for being who you are, because, you know, I was trying to get you, and then I found out y'all did this, and I kind of tapped in because I think I heard you on another show, and I was like, man, this king right here is dumb dope. I just feel like if we can do for the culture and give back for the kids and stuff like that to be able to touch bases, yeah, we on the right path. So, yeah,
absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My bad, y'all. I'm in mission at the same time as being on this show, man. I wish y'all was in Atlanta. Y'all could see this beautiful moon out here. It's almost full out here tonight, man. This energy is definitely in the air tonight.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I don't know about you. I really want to hear her pen. I want to hear these words. Listen. I'm excited.
Hey, well, let's get into it then, man. I got three pieces that I picked out for y'all. Hopefully we make them to all three of them. I'm excited about them. So
and
y'all
now,
ready for
pieces,
the first
man.
Piece?
We're going to hear all three. I don't know what you're talking about. We definitely going to make sure we hear all three. We're going to hear them.
Okay, well, then let's do it then. We in.
All right, my first piece
is just what she liked. You see, Father, I was the closest thing that she had to protection. So does me not being able to get a simple erection make me less hard? I think the fuck not. Born female, but I was the closest thing that she had to a man. So now I ain't mind taking out the trash or cutting the grass. I mean, I was definitely tapping that ass, and I ain't talking about the scissors, so I cut to the chase. You see, her father could never be replaced, but now it was my job to make her feel safe, to build a solid base. And description didn't say, born dick or must be male. And no, I'm not saying that the male species fail. I'm just saying that different ships have different paths to sail. And, well, she chose me to lead this voyage. So I pray that the waters never get sloppy. Trying to be the best daddy to the king while maintaining posse to them, but I still wouldn't want to be a him. Protecting her doesn't make me less of a woman. I'm just a little bit unladylike. Straight people might say dyke, correction on sight. I'm just a little dog with a big bite, but let's be honest, I'm just what she likes. That's that too.
Hey, that's fire right there. Go ahead, Park Graham.
See, I knew when I asked for her to be the feature. I knew how she was going to start off. She's going to set stuff on fire. I do not want to go behind her. I am not touching this microphone until it cool off. But that's going to be a problem for me because Van got to go, and I don't want to go behind you either. Poppy, you always dope.
Hey, thank y'all, King, so much, but pick your poison tonight because I got to go behind y'all at some point, and y'all dope as well. Y'all holding y'all own out here for real.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to be honest, man. I love the rawness. I love the accolades that you put in it. I love the respect that you put in it. But I also love you just a little dog with a big bite that you put in it. Yo, that was fire. That was fire.
Love, King,
Poppy
love.
Is just dope. Like, dope. Like, dope.
Man. No, what is this? I heard you say, you said you want me to go behind that?
I mean, obviously, like, one of us has to, and I'm kind of hoping
so because
with you being
so
the
because
big
you're the host,
father.
Okay. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you the big brother.
I got you, little bro. I got you. Oh, man. This piece I wrote is called Power. Not really old school.
The mic is new.
Can identify with new school. Thank you, bro. I'm not really old school. Can identify with new school. Never want to go back to middle school. So when it comes to power, I'm a right now school. Because I don't want you to get it twisted just in case you missed it. The power that resides within me goes genealogically down through my bloodline. And you will see. The manifestation of the galaxy greatness unleashed through every action I perform for you to witness as I reach out to the stars to harness their quiet strength, spreading across the universe at length. So every eye can see them like the pathway. I yield to the effervescent molecules and atoms giving way with charged ions filling up the masses waiting to hear me say, I'm filled with a supernatural power that allows me to speak life into your very existence like an April shower, partaking into the peace of harmony's delight, birthing a new revelation sparked by voices of power day and night, uplifting my brother and never tearing him down. Because in my external existence, my feet of power also touch the ground, creating unlimited pathways of knowledge through spoken positive affirmations, leaving my mouth's edge. That is sheer power, uttering high regard for another. And that's that piece.
Baby, that was smoking, King. That power right there definitely got an outlet. I love that. Yes.
Oh, my
thank
God.
Thank you.
So I definitely decided that I'm not spitting tonight. Man, I'm not doing that. Y'all not going to do me like that.
Nah. Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Oh, no, sir. You better come on with it. No.
Yeah, you
should. Facts.
Bring it, bro. I swear I'll turn into a little kid right now and go hide behind the pearl of negra. I swear I will. I swear I'll tell her to help me. She's going to help me. She's not going to let y'all pick on me.
Nah, we're going to play hide and seek. We're coming to find you. Come on.
That's it right there.
All right. Well, this piece here, it was a legendary ink pump that I really enjoyed called Forgive Me. Please don't cry. I would love for you to wipe your tears and put that smile back that you wear so well. The situation you have gone through with the man that was dumb enough to leave you was never your fault. In reality, I will honestly have to tell you that the fault has to be on me. How, you ask? Well, Queen, let me explain. You see, I knew at the very first moment that I saw you that you were supposed to be mine. Everything that I have ever wanted in a woman was standing right before me, and I said nothing. I did not speak. I did not smile. I didn't even walk past your way. I did absolutely nothing. Every day was a new opportunity to let you know that our souls were designed to be intertwined, that your every exhale was my inhale, because we shared life between us that you didn't even realize yet. But again, I said nothing. I sat back with an attitude watching you give your heart to the guys that didn't even notice the crown upon your head. You see, I was your shoulder many times for your tears. When the ones you thought were the one turned out to be just like the last one, and I still did nothing. So that's why I tell you, sweetheart, it's my fault. It's my fault that you had the heartbreaking experiences because I loved you from day one. I knew at the moment we met that no other man would ever be able to love you the way that I could love you. And I should have told you in the beginning that your presence was granted to me by forces way beyond my understanding. But understand me when I say I apologize. I apologize for allowing you to waste time on men that were never meant to be in your life. I apologize for not being confident enough to let you know that who and what you prayed for is in me. I apologize for every tear that has fallen from your eyes because of my hesitation to tell you how I feel. So now that you know this, I graciously ask, will you just forgive me? And peace.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you talk about raw. Man, you want to talk about raw? Come on, man.
Right.
Man, that's not even the piece I really want. Yeah. I had to go find something.
Nah, man, that just went bananas. Really apologize for not talking to a woman that you didn't even know, you know?
Right.
That was right,
talking about she want to go hide. So, nah, bro. Ain't no going to hide after you spit something. But man, what? Man, we know your pen. We know your ink. Come on, bro.
What y'all don't understand is, I done found me an auntie in the epiphany. Y'all don't get it. I done found me a real live auntie. And I swear I'm going to go to him. I'm going to tell on y'all if y'all pick on me.
Go ahead. It's all good. But nah, bro, that's a fire. Fire piece, man. Fire piece.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Both of y'all making that pin, man. That was beautiful from both of y'all. Two different aspects.
Appreciate you. But you did your thing, too. Without question.
Without question.
Raw. Pure talent.
Thank you. Love.
Well, big bro, I think we should probably hear a little something from Buddy 318 and then open up these lines.
Absolutely. Let me cue it up real quick.
That's my fault.
Oh, no, you good, bro. And here we go with the first track.
That is Buddy Lee 318. You can follow him on Facebook under Jonathan Manuel with the song I'm Done. Oh, man, I'm digging that track, man. I'm digging that track. It got like a nice little reggae vibe to it and everything. I was loving it.
Yeah. That had me over here, you know, doing a little shimmy a little bit, man. I like that. It was a soft shimmy, but you know.
So, Poppy.
But that was a nice cut.
Yo, P. I definitely liked that song, though. It was a vibe.
Definitely a vibe. So, are you ready for the call of the call? Go ahead and get in here in the study hall and ask you a question and go ahead and set this mic back on fire for us.
I definitely am. Let's do it.
All right. So, Big Bro, who we got
all
first
right
in the queue?
Up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own one half host of King and Queens Quarters here on Monday nights, and one half host of Divas Talk here on Wednesdays. We got La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Yay! Hey, man. Hey, Paul Cram. Poppy, let me tell you, okay, from the first time I heard you on it was a Tuesday night. It was on, oh, my God, was it Fly Speak? I think it was Fly Speak. I don't remember, but your energy, it just came at me, and it lit up the room. It is unparalleled, and your poetry is as well. I love your energy. And then I got to see you and actually, like, spit on Poetry Corner before you got Poppy's Poetry Corner, and I was like, yo, it was even better.
Yeah, you did. Yes, I remember. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yes. Now I'm putting my time for my vacation time in now, Mr. Station Manager, Dan Meadows. One of these Wednesday nights, okay, I am going to take off, and I'm going on Poppy's Poetry Corner. I'm telling you now, okay.
I'm gonna need you to submit that request so that we can go ahead. But one night we'll just take off and we'll all go over there. How's that work?
Yeah, come through Epiphany.
Don't get me so excited. Don't get me excited over here. We do a PPC Epiphany Radio. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put that in the works so we can go ahead and get over there and rock out and have a good time.
Absolutely. Oh, now I'm excited. I mean, look, I was like, you know what, every Wednesday night is my regular show. How am I going to get in there? You know, I said, you know what, I ain't scared of you, Ben, and I ain't scared of for real. So I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking to myself. Oh, yes.
That's right, Queen. Stand up for your right.
The views that you hear from La Pearl La Negra are not those of Epiphany Radio.
Not the disclaimer.
Check this out, because I have a break coming up. When I have this break coming up, I plan on being on your show on Wednesday. Even if I'm not on it, I'm going to be tapping in, because I told you I would as soon as I get a break. So I will be here, you know what I mean? I'm tapping in. Come November, I'll have a break. And, yeah, on Wednesdays, I'll be moving around to all them shows that I get to miss because of my beautiful show. I'm going to make sure I tap in on theirs.
Oh, that's what's up.
Love it.
I'm looking forward to it. And it's an open mic waiting for you all the time there. And gentlemen, awesome poetry. Awesome poetry. Yes.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say is once you formally put your request in writing for your time off, then we'll take it to HR and we'll make sure that we get it approved. And then you'll just because that means you have to – you have to request off for the rest of the Epiphany family as well to make sure that they are in attendance. So since you want to jump on out there, I'm going to let you go ahead and handle that. You just let us management know which day it's going to be and coordinate it with Poppy so we can make sure that we're all available. You can handle that, right? You got it. Okay.
I can handle it.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so this is going to be dope. Epiphany going through the corner. That's what's up.
Yes, absolutely. I'm trying to tell you, this is going to be live. Yes, yes.
Excited.
Salute. Y'all know I got a big old Kool-Aid smile going right now.
Oh, CeCe, I told them you my new auntie, and that you're going to get them if they pick on me, and especially Big Brother Van. I don't think he know I'm serious.
I got your back. They don't want no smoke. I got your back. Hell no,
I don't want no smoke.
See, the phone changed. It's only one person that be throwing gasoline on the fire. That's the station manager. I don't know what his problem is. I don't.
We'll take the fire. I'll take all the fire. What was that song? What was that song back in the day? Was it Shaka Khan? Through the fire.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, hey, good morning, y'all, please.
The Pearl of Negra, do you have a question for tonight's feature, Poppy?
Yes. Poppy, your energy.
Yes,
like I said, it's amazing. Have you always been energetic like that, just giving off that beautiful light that you had?
A little ADD, ADHD, right, all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was telling the Kings, when my life made that traumatic change, it let me realize that life is short, and a lot of things that we was tripping over, I need to learn to step over. So I decided to, keep my energy on a high. Even when I'm feeling low, because I have low days just like everybody else. Even mm-hmm. when I'm feeling low, I allow myself to have those moments, but it's just a moment. I remind myself that, this moment doesn't last, so let's go. Let's get back on.
Baby, I live by them words. I'm trying to tell you. Yes, yes. I love that. Thank you.
No, thank you for the question. Beautiful question.
Now it's that time. Now what I know.
Yeah, bro, you just took the words out of my mouth.
I know you brought something with you.
Right, I'm waiting too.
I got a little something. I don't know if I'm going behind y'all, but I got a little something.
A little something go a long ways, Queen. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Absolutely.
All right, yes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, I don't know why, but I tweaked this piece. It's an older piece, and I just called it Chocolate Porcelain. Do you know what a woman's superpower is? It's being beautiful, youthful, intelligent, and strong. Vulnerable, sexy, tender, attentive, nurturing, durable, forgiving, and full of love, being multifaceted. Your love can't be taken for granted if they don't know it's there, but it doesn't make it hurt any less just because they're unaware. I fell in love at a masquerade ball with someone who didn't even know my name. My heart was his plus one, but he didn't even know he was attending. I hid piecing my heart together behind his smile because when he broke it, I got no prior notice to the flood of emotions to come. Only echoes of pieces of me still feeling the first blow causing damage. Though my soul was being drowned in my refusal to heal, I slowly worked on the release. So he will always unknowingly read gratitude in my opened eyes. Grateful that I've seen enough to know not to allow my heart to follow steps covering the path to hell's playground anymore, where my feet get singed the deeper I go. All the world is a stage, and I deserve an award for best performance. But now, loving me is a priority over red flags. And my footsteps, while still quiet, are now illuminated. And that's their piece.
Wow. You said something. You said something in that piece that caught me. When you said your heart was his plus one and didn't even know it was in attendance, man, that hit so hard. Like, wow. That's a feeling that's a deep feeling. That's different.
Thank you. That is deep.
That piece was deep,
beautiful. It resonated on so many different levels, man. That was an amazing piece, just the power from the beginning to the loving myself and what I won't accept in the end. Yeah, that was crazy.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You know me, I like to find some gems in the piece that some people like to skip over. But we're not going to mm-hmm. skip over the fact that you fell in love at a masquerade ball. We're not going to skip over that. Because who falls in love? Who falls in love and you don't even see their face? All you feel is their energy, their ambiance as you're enthralled in that moment. No. You're not going to look at my face. You're going to get me in all of this right now before you even see my face. I want you to fall in love with me right now. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Thank you. Appreciate that, y'all. Whew, now I can breathe.
We appreciate you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, King. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You know what? You don't have to apologize. Man, this is your feature.
Now, see, I know what I was going to say was I caught exactly where the King was coming from, but I caught it kind of the opposite of that because I felt like that's when the people are more vulnerable. You can't see behind it. So you have
that's
to kind
too.
Of just go
that's
off
true.
Of,
the, yeah.
you know, you have
yeah.
to kind of go
yeah.
off of the,
yeah.
the aura and the feeling. That's why it was so
yeah.
twistedly beautiful. And, you know, like, you got to love the, you know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
That, I felt that too. I definitely felt all of that, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all what I meant by that. When I say masquerade ball, it means that I had fallen in love with someone and they never knew. Okay, so I put on a mask mm-hmm. to hide it the best I could. That's what I meant by masquerade ball. But I love the analogy that everybody gave.
Yeah.
Because remember
that's
the
beauty.
That,
see, now that's the beauty
part
of poetry.
The part that Paul Graham hinted on about my heart was his plus one, but he didn't know it. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of poetry.
My glory, King, you good? Like, yeah, you going where I was going? You good?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's to me. That's the beauty in poetry. How we can all hear the same words and all hear something different, and it all leads back
mm-hmm.
to what was originally supposed to. Like, poetry is such a beautiful language to me. It's the language that emotions
yes.
speak. Like, it's such a beautiful thing.
Yes,
absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it all. Oh my goodness.
now for
well,
you to
so
the Cuddy Hall, can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany?
Okay, you can catch me every Wednesday night where I am co-hosting Divas Talk, but
my other diva, she's still, you know, in her healing stage, and all prayers go out to her. But I have brought in three beautiful ladies, three beautiful divas to sit on the panel with me and, you know, work the show with me. I don't know what I'm coming up with, but y'all going to love it. I know y'all. Just make sure you call in 319-527-6300. Press that 1. Every Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarters. And that is a very dope show as well. And I leave the topics up to him. But y'all come on by. Once again, 319-527-6300. Press that 1.
Thank you.
So dope, so dope. Both those shows are really, really dope too, man. I love popping up every once in a while. Like, those shows are dope. The topics be like so, like some of them, they really be in depth. Like, you really have to think about what made him ask me this. Like, like, I love it.
Right.
Oh man, thank you so much, y'all. Appreciate you. Really do.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm
Well, send you over to go ahead, Paul Grant. Send it wherever you got to send it, bro. Send it where you got to send it.
Yeah, I want to know if it was okay if I was gonna escort her to the study hall. I was gonna do it if it was all right. If you would have me, LaPerla Negra, to escort you to the study hall.
Absolutely, my arm is waiting.
All right, so we on our way, man. One mic, one love.
One love, one mic.
Man, whew. This how the night gonna go? Fire like this? All right.
Mm-hmm. And the mic is smoking already. Who we got coming up next, big bro?
What's up on the mic, y'all? We got one of those divas that she was talking about. We got Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey guys, what's going on? What's happening, Poppy?
Yo, Queen, what it do?
I sent apologies to you because I wasn't able to come in on the night of the Honey Dripper thing because I've been co-hosting with LaPerla Negra instead of Mrs. VIP while she's out. But I really hope she can get this pass so we can come through.
Oh, I hope she does too, and I definitely remember you because I told you, no need. I'm on 24/7. Just tap back in.
What's up, gentlemen?
So I definitely hope that.
How you doing, darling?
I'm good. I hadn't gotten a chance to come through here, so I made it my priority to be here tonight.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, baby, what's happening?
I'm all right. And yourself?
I'm good.
Hey, I
glad
heard you laughing.
Glad to finally make it in.
Baby.
So
do you have a question?
The question I have for Poppy is, do you remember the first time you ever wrote poetry?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That is a good question, and I actually do. I wrote, my first piece was a love piece to me. It kind of started with, I love myself because I'm me. And I think that I had gotten upset with my mom. And I was emotional, and I was like, I can do what I want to do and be who I want to be because I love me. So, yeah, I was probably preteen, preteen.
That's a good way to start off, man. That kind of energy is amazing.
Yeah, I think I had been writing, but that was the first piece that I – actually took serious enough. I wrote for a teen newspaper when I was younger.
Okay.
And that helped me with my craft a lot. And I wrote for the Atlanta Journal for a little while, and that let me learn that I didn't like journalism, right? So it steered me back down to poetry.
Yeah, as a former journalist myself, trust me, I understand. The rules are too strict sometimes.
Yes, Queen. Yes, they are. That was a blessed question, too. Thank you so much for the question. And I know you, I'm asking everybody that come in the room, I know you blessing us tonight, too, right?
Absolutely. I had seen one of your pieces, Paul Graham, that made me want to do this piece tonight. When you wrote about you had done something that you had woke up this morning, the piece about depression.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
It made me think about this piece that I wrote in the midst of my depression, actually.
Okay, well, the mic is yours.
All right, the piece is called An Uninvited Squatter. Depression lives in my house. An uninvited squatter I can't seem to evict. I do my best to avoid him, but he always seems to be just too near, lurking in the shadows, waiting for me to let down my guard just a little bit. Then he sneaks in silently, wraps me in his arms, and offers the comfort of just being there when no one else is. Cradles me in the warmth of my sorrows, reinforces all the messages imparted in my youth. You're too fat. You're not pretty enough. You never pay enough attention. You don't try hard enough. You're not smart enough, and you'll never be enough. But I'm here, waiting for you to just come lay with me. You know I want you. Every unworthy thing about you is my desire. And my life experience has reinforced all he says, because I've always tried to be open and give from my heart and believe in people, only to be blindsided just when I think things are going to be right this time. And each time, pieces of me erode away and my hopeless heart still wants to be loved, but I hold back a little each time, and I keep seeking this apparition called real love. And once I begin to believe in the next heart, begin to push out bricks from my wall, poof, he just decides I'm not it. And he pulls up stake and moves on. No explanation, no looking back. Each time making it harder for me to want to try. But that burning desire for lifelong love keeps sending me back out into the wolf's snare. Each venture showing more snarls and smiles, but yet I have trouble seeing the difference. And the last time took me down because he was never supposed to break me. He begged for me to believe, told me he never wanted me to struggle again. He saw all I'd endured, and he swore to me that he was the man who came to restore me. But in the midst of a single conversation, he vanished, cut me off like split ends, and left me on the floor. Then depression got strong and crept into my soul, told me I never needed anyone but him, and held me as a willing captive within my walls. Brick by brick, closing the last holes that let in the sun. So now he sits beside me every day and lays in my bed every night. And I'm sad to say that I'm giving in because he's the only one who has always been there. And I'm no longer sure that I really want to escape him. I'm Lips, and you've just been served.
Wow. Poppy, think about that.
Yo, all I can say is, damn, seriously, that's one hell of a side piece. I, I don't, yeah, like, that was the way that you were able to be vulnerable and open up for us to hear, that was definitely amazing. And I know, was that piece hard to write?
That piece was in the midst of 3 days of crying and couldn't stop and just needed some kind of an outlet. I wrote that piece in less than 20 minutes.
I bet, therapeutic. So I have a question. I know you're supposed to ask me questions, but I have so many questions about this piece, like, because it's a beautiful piece, and I think that a lot of people probably could tap in on that piece and know exactly how it feels. Like, did you feel better once you got it out, or did you feel better getting it out?
I cried the whole time I wrote it, and once I got it completely out of my system, I just, like, really ugly cried and just let my system free. And I cried to the point where I just had to go to sleep. And when I woke up, I felt better.
Facts. Hey, that was a strong piece, Queen.
Thank you.
sorry. All right, so that subject matter, it really, like I said, you've read a couple of my pieces like that. They hit home. And it's something that I didn't even know that I was dealing with until I got older. So everything just came out rageful growing up. You know, I wish at a younger age that I could have used this as an outlet to let that out. The fact that you are able to share that, like, that depression pieces are hard pieces. Like, they're hard pieces, and to write them is hard. To spit them is damn near impossible. So I thank you for that.
Thank you
for sharing you with us. Like, that's an amazing piece. That's a beautiful piece, and I love you for it.
Thank you. Sometimes, you know, I grew up in a very strict household. I was expected to take care of everyone else, and what I wanted or needed was never important. So my pen became my only outlet, and I used to write, and I think I've told this story to Van before. As a kid, I would write down what I was feeling, and then I'd throw it in the attic so nobody would ever read it, because I knew if they read it, I'd get in trouble. So my pen has always been my therapy.
And that, you know, great. My mom introduced me to poetry, so that was like, yeah, that was my outlet, you know, later on when I finally took it seriously. But, man, I'm so glad for you. I'm so thankful that your pen works the way it do.
Thank you.
You know, Miss Lips, it is hard to write these kind of pieces. And just like Paul Krim said, it's hard to spit them. But when you get to a place of healing, you can write it, you can spit it, just don't dwell in it to take you backwards.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the stuff that you have gone through because you're open about it. And I appreciate you being transparent enough to share this side of you. So thank you for that.
You know, like Poppy said earlier, teach one. Even in the worst of what we deal with, there's still a lesson for someone else in it. Just like I was in that spot, somebody else might be in that spot and hear that piece and help them understand, you know, how to find their way. So I am very much an open book. I do kind of tell my own truth and tell on myself a lot because that's how I learned how to get through things, was the friends and the people that actually took an interest in me and were open enough to share their darknesses and their issues in order to help me get through. You know, so I kind of feel like I'm paying it forward at this point.
Oh, I thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to graciously ask for your hand as I walk you through the study hall. But before you go, what do you have going on as far as Epiphany goes?
As LaPerla Negra said, we do Divas Talk on Wednesday night. We don't know what our subject is, but it is definitely headed by my diva, LaPerla Negra. And then there's me and essentially Janice and Lady A, who are all there. And we all have our opinions, as a group of women can have, on whatever it is that we're talking about. And it makes for an interesting forum of the four of us on Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. And we look forward to whoever comes through on the open mic tomorrow night and see what we're talking about.
No doubt. Well, big bro, I'm going to graciously escort Miss Lip to the study hall if she will have me.
Absolutely. You know I'm a fan, man. I fanned out bad the first time I came on Divas Talk.
Lorraine, well, let me escort you to the study hall, man. I thank you for joining us tonight.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, that piece was heavy.
Yeah, definitely heavy.
Whew, it was heavy. Beautiful. But it feels good, man. Like, as a person who writes those types of pieces at times, because I have to. Like, I really feel like I have to. And it does feel good to get that release and to finally have the nerve to spit those pieces. For me, it's like I really feel that burden lifted off of me. It really is therapeutic.
Yeah. Whew, man. Let's keep this party going, man. Next up, area code 219. Welcome to Cram Sessions. Who do you have on the mic?
Yeah, brother, on my brother Parker, how you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How about you?
I'm good, man. Even one day at a time, brother.
What's good, brother? Always good to meet you,
man. I hadn't heard you. Hey, man, how you doing, man? Been a long time since I heard you.
I'm doing good, man.
Several months.
I know, man.
I'm doing well, man.
It's been a few months. We're hoping to be back this Thursday, so should be a big announcement coming soon. Good to hear from you.
Sure.
Poppy. Brother O, Poppy.
How you doing, Poppy?
Yo. What's going on with it?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored all the time, for real.
That's good. Good to hear. I saw your Poets Corner thing on my thing tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, I hope you tap in, man. We vibe in there too. So we're gonna bring everybody on both networks, from mine all the way up back over here to Epiphany. We rocking. We corner wide.
That's good. I'm glad to connected with me, and you know, it's just a good feeling for us to come together and just build together. That's what it's all about.
That's what's up. That's what it is. So, brother, do you have a question for our feature tonight?
I want to ask Poppy, how long you been doing poetry?
So I've been doing poetry, like, for real all my life. I've been writing, you know, here and there. As far as spoken word goes, I started at the beginning of the year.
And you already got your own radio show and you got your own radio network. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
That shows that everybody's growth is different. You know, you start now, you already have your own radio network. That's amazing. In that short period of time, that's amazing.
Well, I definitely appreciate you saying that, man. And, you know, like I said, I just do it for the poets and I do it for myself. And it's been a blessing. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem.
So, you're
so brother, what are you going to bless us with tonight?
Right. I had this poem called, Brother, what would you tell your 18-year-old self if you met him in person?
Oh, the mic is yours.
If I went on the time capsule and traveled back to, in time to the year 1993, which is actually 30 years ago, to have the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet the 18-year-old version of myself in person, I would have an honest man-to-man conversation with him. But I would tell them, you're an intelligent young brother who has untapped potential. You need to find what your purpose in life is and apply yourself, because I would hate for you to waste all that talent and keep messing up. Whatever it is you want, my young brother, you can go out there and get it if you want to. I would tell them you're a real-life overcomer with the raw drive and determination to achieve greatness in whatever endeavors you decide to pursue. All you need to do is allow God to guide and direct your path. I would tell them you need to have self-confidence and more belief in yourself when dealing with women. Don't be so shy. When you have the guts and courage to be the real Omar Gatlin, women will literally flock to you and you won't be able to keep them away from you. I would tell him you ain't cut out for the street life and being an inmate in jail or prison. Your father spent 6 years of his life in prison for his poor decisions when he was your age. Omar, you got the opportunity to do what he didn't have a chance to do, graduate from high school, go to college, and get your degree. See, brother, you're book smart, not street smart. Omar, the choices you make today will determine the outcome of your life. It's squarely upon you to make the right decisions and choices, not to repeat the same paths as your dad did. He went through all that he went through, so you didn't have to go down the same paths that he did. See, I would tell them, choose your friends and associates very carefully, because everybody ain't meant to come along with you, and everybody ain't meant to be your friend. So beware of those snakes that crawl that are in your circle. See, I would tell them, be grateful for the real people who believed in you when you didn't believe in yourself. Be thankful for those real people who stuck up for you when you were bullied. Be thankful for those real people that encouraged you when you were down on yourself. And be appreciative of those real people who loved you despite your disabilities. I would tell them, women are always looking for a real brother like you because you're a handsome young man who is going to be a great husband. So don't get sad and depressed, all discouraged and disheartened because a girl turned you down. Yo, bro, one woman's trash will become the right woman's treasure. Just take your time and have the patience of Job until you finally meet the woman who God has specifically for you. I would tell them, being a young black man in America is not easy at all. You're going to be the target of bigotry because you're race and skin complexion. You're going to get called nigger in every name except the child of God. You're going to be targeted shade throwers and haters who haven't been through what you have been through in your life. You're going to be the target of jealousy and envy by some of the same people from your own race and even your own family. And you will encounter more challenging obstacles than most people out here. It's not what people call you. It's what you answer to, young brother. See, 10% of life is what occurs in your life. And the other 90% of life is how you respond to what has happened to you in your life. I said peace.
Brother O, once again.
Let's go. Let's go.
I never really thought about that whole concept of. Yeah, that would be a hard conversation.
Yeah. But how many of us actually need to have it? Right.
Ooh. Ooh, wee. If I could go back and tell my 18-year-old self. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, that was a dope
in the words.
Piece. It would make a dope-ass prompt as well, because I'm pretty sure a lot of us would have so much to say to ourselves. But for you, you actually, it was like a king talking to a boy. But
yes.
You know, you're talking to yourself. That was the reflection of the piece. That was nice.
What I would be afraid of is if I was able to go back and talk to my 18-year-old self, would my 18-year-old self even listen? I know what
probably
kind of 18-year-old I was.
Lighty Parker probably not, because he has to learn that on his own. You know, you can tell him what you experienced, but he has to grow and mature and learn those lessons for himself. He has to get knocked down and let life kick his butt and let him experience it for and let him learn the lessons for himself.
Yeah, if my 18-year-old self was hard-headed, I'd have been upset watching him make the mistakes that I know could have very easily changed the path of his life. Well, that was a great piece, Brother O.
Right. It just came. What would I say to my 18? Now, all the things that I've learned, what would I say to him? Say to him, go back in time and say to him now.
Yeah.
That basically, I was 18. I just put a lot of what I experienced in that poem and just translated back to my 48-year-old self, and just went back in time, just picture going back in time and tell him what I experienced.
That was definitely a well thought out piece, man. I appreciate you bringing me here to Cram Sessions, man. I've always enjoyed hearing you speak.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Brother O.
No problem.
Brother O, we're going to go ahead and open the doors up to the study hall, man, where we got a couple people in there already enjoying themselves with their feet kicked up. So hang around with us at the study hall, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you. One mic, one love.
One love, one mic, brother. Appreciate it. Wow.
I wouldn't be able to do
ladies
it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I would.
Nah. I mean, I got sons, so I have to do it. Right?
See, it's like that.
I have
that's,
to.
I don't. Ooh.
You have to do it.
See, my 18-year-old is
you
girl.
You have to imagine. Well, do something that's unorthodox. I do it. I got a few pieces where I write from a female perspective. I'm not a female. I don't understand the struggles that women go through, but I have enough women around me that I listen to, and I'm able to write from that perspective. So maybe that's your charge.
Not
you talking to your 18-year-old self, except you have to relate it to your daughter.
Yeah.
Open up her eyes to what you open up her eyes to what you see. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So y'all see why I call him a legend and he get upset when I say that? You see, like, that was some legendary scene. Like,
Big facts, man. I feel the king, though. I got eight kids, man. 3 girls and 5 boys, so I understand.
Absolutely. I got 7. I can't leave out my bonus 2.
Exactly. Like those still the kids.
Right.
So what we got next, big bro?
Quick, ladies and gentlemen. Before we do that, let's dive into this for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and tonight is Cram Sessions. But if you desire to dial in and join in this conversation, in this beautiful poetry, speak to our guest speaker tonight, Poppy. Please dial 319-527-6300, and when you get here, press 1 so that we can engage. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the host, Paul Cram the King, is also hosting. We have a guest feature tonight, Poppy. What a beautiful show so far, man. How y'all feeling about this show?
Man, it's lit. How do y'all still say it? It's lit.
Hell yeah. Yeah, not only is it lit, but it's not a vibe, it's the frequency. I love it.
Hey, man. So, hey, the callers are in for a treat tonight, man. They in for a treat.
Is that something?
Because the next artist up on the mic tonight happens to be Buddy Lee, who is the music feature for the evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, Buddy Lee, man. How are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm good. How y'all doing tonight, man?
Doing great, bro.
What's good with it, man? What's good, man? Pleasure to be here.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you called in. Everybody, man, this is Buddy Lee 318, and you have to understand, I am a fan. Like, I have been a fan. I've been waiting for this moment for this man to, like, just start blowing up. Like, I've been a fan.
Right, man. I appreciate you, man. It's been a long time coming, man. I appreciate you.
Definitely. So how you enjoying the show so far?
Oh, man, it's dope, man. I love it, man. I always felt like poetry was, like, the first cousin to music. You know, it's all art, and you just go wherever the art takes you, man. So, I mean, I've been vibing out to it, man.
That's what's up. Well, I want to introduce you to everybody. I'm sorry. That's the legend, my big bro, Van Poetic, and our feature for the night, no other than Poppy of Poppy's Poetry Corner, man. Y'all definitely going to have to link. I can see a whole lot going on.
Yeah.
What up?
Man,
how you tonight?
I'm good, man. No complaining my way.
Glad to meet you.
Definitely.
Hell, we can complain. Don't nobody want to hear it no way.
Right. I just want to hear it so they can tell it to somebody else.
Back. Nah, man. You know, I listen. I want to hear it, but the only person I'm going to tell it to is God.
Right.
If you telling it to me, God, that means that you need somebody next to him to talk to him about it. So
I gotta at least,
got
at least
to,
tell
listening.
My wife. I gotta at least tell my wife.
Got to.
I'ma at least tell her. I ain't gonna tell nobody else, but I'll tell her.
I know that's right. Hey, man,
we
I don't know if you heard, but we played one of your songs tonight already. And man, let me just tell
you, man,
that track is fire, man. I was sitting up here like, man, I was doing a little dance, you know, not on dance now. But I was doing a little
Right. That's Jay Will was actually the singer on that. I was doing the rapping on that. I wrote that song for him. And it was a fight to get him to actually sing it because he wanted me to just go sing it myself. But I wrote that for him, and it came together well.
Yes, it did, man.
It definitely came together well, man.
Loved it.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
No problem.
We appreciate you.
Well, Buddy Lee 318, if you don't mind, would you introduce the next track? I actually told Big Bro to play this one last because I love both of them, but off the two, this is my favorite one, so I got to mute my phone because
right,
I know the
right.
words.
Right, right. Okay, so this next song, this is actually going to be my single. We have the video shot for it and everything. We're just waiting on a release date. We're working out a few things with the company, trying to figure out when we're going to release it. We ventured into a new lane with this one, Zydeco. Some people may be familiar with it, some may not, but we've been kind of killing it on the trail ride scene with this, and they've been waiting on it. This song is called Dance With Me, and it's featuring Soul Baby Groove and Special Eddie. So they think this is one that's going to take me out of here, and I'm hoping it is. So I hope y'all enjoy it.
All right. Without further ado, here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Tommy!
Hope y'all ready to cut up now. So we about to get it. I need everybody to report to the dance floor immediately. Get your partner, cause this is the one you've been waiting on all night. We about to get down.
One, two, three, go.
What it is, little mama, won't you let me take you home? The way you stepping in this club make me wanna get it on. I won't take no for an answer, girl, I'm leaving with you. But before we go, there's something that I need you to do. Come on and dance with me, you need to dance with me. Won't you dance? You need to dance with me. Won't you dance? Like an hourglass, this my chance to holler, and I ain't a spot to
things with me.
Hey, man, if you make you sing, I guess we got something going.
Look like, man, like, so
man,
when
I
first heard it, man, I love, man, all right, so I was scrolling Facebook, y'all, like, when I, all right, so y'all been saying, I know this man, like, this, that's a brother, he's good people. So I'm scrolling Facebook, and I see something that was going on in Shreveport, Louisiana, something dealing with music, and I was like, oh, that's pretty dope, let me check this out. And the first thing I hear is that, and I was like, I came Zydeco. But I know how to move two places to the left and two places to the right. And I'm in here by myself, so I just get it.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Respect, respect, respect.
And we appreciate you, man. Definitely, without question. It's a nice track, man. You got a hit on your hands, man, for sure.
I appreciate it, man. I'm just, like I say, we're just waiting on a release date and waiting on this thing to take off. I've been patient with it, but, man, I appreciate y'all. I'm glad y'all like it, man. I really am.
No doubt. Real quick, man, let everybody know where they can find your music or where they can follow you.
You can follow me on everything at buddy_lee_318. I'm also on Facebook under Jonathan Manuel Sr. I have a few songs on Spotify and Apple Music under just, it's under Buddy Lee. It's not the 318, it's just Buddy Lee. I'm under a revamp right now, and everything else is going to be coming out under Buddy Lee 318 from now on. So,
yeah, all right,
follow me to keep up, man. We're taking off. We booking a lot of shows right now. Getting the free ones out of the way before this song takes off and the price goes up, you know?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely,
right.
Man. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah, but,
let them know.
Yeah, we've been killing this trail ride scene here lately, so you know, it's only up from here. So y'all getting in on the ground floor, so just stay with it.
Let's get it.
Definitely, man. But I really appreciate y'all having me, man.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you for stopping
sure.
in, man. But we're going to open up the doors to the study hall, man. You go ahead, sit back, relax, enjoy the rest of the show. And once again, I appreciate you for coming into the Cram Sessions, man. One love, one
Get
mic.
It. One mic, one love.
Ooh. Man, that's fire.
Fire.
Now I'm over here sweating, bro. I'm over here.
Yeah, that was definitely a feel-good jam right there, man. Y'all know I'd be dancing
man,
my ass off, and then it got to the end of it.
Man.
It had that little dirty shout going in the end. I was like, gee, come here. Gee.
And like, as far as my family goes, like, I am the one that cannot dance. Like, my mama, she teaches line dances in her spare time. Like, she would be so upset if she just saw me just now in my room. But ain't nobody looking. I was in here cutting up. Now I'm tired because I'm out of shape and I'm sweating. So, but I enjoy it.
Right.
So, Poppy.
Yo.
I know you got a couple more bangers with you.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm ready whenever y'all ready.
Well, at this moment, boss.
I mean, y'all ready.
The mic is. Oh, you know it. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, I gave y'all just what she liked, but see, I thought I was just what she liked, but what happened was I always ended up being that dude, so I'm going to give y'all that piece.
Bed.
I can't be that dude that comes over and you're always dressed for bed, playing with my emotions when all you really want is some head, using me for my tongue because it gets slung in ways that make you come, you moaning out, baby, you're the bomb, but damn it, I'm so much more. So much more than a tongue. So much more than a dude with a monster that's hung, even though it's your heart that I long, why can't that be enough? You see, I don't just see sex. I see a queen that I want to protect, to build on, to see what we have next. I see so much more. But you turn me into your whore. only allowing me to walk through your doors when you knew I would open up your floodgates. But wait, I did everything you asked of me. You said you wanted to deal with someone famous, so yo, I did a video on YouTube and it got over 1 million hits. Is that famous enough? Because you didn't mention I had to get rich. You said you wanted a maid, nigga, so I convinced your apartment complex that I stayed there and I just misplaced my key. Clean your joint from top to bottom, baby girl. I thought you'd be proud of me. But you didn't even mention it as if your shit was already clean. You said you wanted someone with dreams, so before I went to sleep every night, I thought about being with you. So by morning, all I could think about was me and you, and you still wanted more. Now you asking for a dude who's clean cut. So I shave all the hair off of my you-know-what, only to find out that we got two different definitions. Now I'm walking around scratching because, yo, this shit be itching. Then you got the nerve to be like, he knows. You just don't listen. The other day I told you sometimes a girl just needs to be laced. So, y'all, I took her to my sister's place and told them to hook her up with the lace front. I mean, I feel like I'm giving Shorty everything that she wants, but she still doesn't recognize that I'm so much more. Now she's asking for a rider. So I parked my car at the train station, hopped on the bus beside her. Wasn't it nice of me, jumping through hoops to find my wife-to-be, only to realize that she would never recognize and see enough in me? You see, I didn't try to love her intentionally, but that's when I learned that love could be cruel. I didn't even try to explain it to her because I knew me and I knew I'd come out rude, so I just sent her a text that said, baby girl, I could never be that dude, and that's that piece.
Yo,
man.
Let me just say this. I think at some point in all of our relationships journey, we all been that person that's writing the poem.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah. Yo. I'm sitting here listening like
stag me.
Yo. I'm like, yo, when was you walking beside me? I mean, I know my shadow was right there, but where was you? How do you know these facts?
We've all had that same experience, that love bug.
Man, I swear I saw a past relationship, like the most recent past relationship, and I was like, oh, my, see, I knew I wasn't crazy. You was, like, I knew it. Like, oh, my God.
Right.
Thank y'all so much. That's one of my funny pieces, man. You know what I'm saying? I try to make fun of relationships and what people or what females actually say that they want. They are complete opposite of what she really wanted, you know what I'm saying? Like, or I just didn't understand what she was saying, so I try to, like, poke fun at that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig it.
I love it,
man. Nah, but that's real, though. That's like a real revelation of somebody's life. And the crazy thing, somebody going through that right now.
Right now. Exactly. Somebody's on the phone with their friend explaining what they're going through right now.
Yeah. There's a whole conversation going on right now. Like, yo, I took it to my peach place, got her hooked up with the lace front. Yo. I'm telling you.
Hey, that killed me. That killed me. And the saving line, because this should be itching. Oh, that killed me, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the things
I couldn't have thought about them and nothing else. Right.
The things we do and the consequences of those actions. Oh, man. Oh, man. Dope piece.
Wow.
Dope piece.
Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, but you ain't done.
Yeah. Give it to her, bro.
Yeah, she ain't done. I don't want her to feel like she's done because I know there's another bullet in that gun. So target practice is still going on. So whenever you're ready, again, the mic is yours.
Okay, you already know I'm in there. So, you know, I've been taking y'all on this love journey of mine. Well, eventually I found love. You know what I'm saying? And I wrote this piece called Endearment. See, I went looking for you in the daytime with the flashlight. And at night, I tried to make my dreams manifest into something real. I mean, something I could touch, something I could feel. In short, love. Long, outlasting valuables, equivalent to making us one. You see, I'm loving our very existence. Liking our vulnerable emotional moments and components that make us us. To trust that there will be no more pain, followed by mirror images of remembering how you call my name. You see, love has shook every morsel of my being, no lie. You got me shook like the earth shook under my feet the first time we made L-O-V-E, love. Living on vibrational energy, making legs open very easy because love overcomes virtually everything. Literally one variable immersed into a kingdom of hope. I am no longer translucent. It is transparent and apparent that we have found two pieces that fit that make this puzzle complete. So here I stand in love, feet planted firmly in her soul. So behold, I am hers and she is mine and we are love. Living our visions every day, learning life's only valuable emotions so we listen, observe, and value every, we listen, observe, value and embrace every trace of what we went looking for in the daytime with that flashlight, only to ignite a fire that fuels through the veins that pump through, crashing like waves coming ashore, every day revealing more because she is my love. And that's that piece.
Fire.
Something about love.
I made a statement about that love being the hardest subject for me to write about. And I'm realizing it was hard for me because I made it hard for me. Like, listening to someone spit about love, man, it's like, it's, I don't know, it's something warming about hearing that that four-letter word is so legit for so many people.
I love
that piece, Poppy. That's probably one of my favorite pieces I've ever heard you spit, real talk.
Oh, man, that's amazing. This is my first time spitting that piece.
Wow, I love
that's
that
amazing,
piece.
Man.
Just wow.
Yeah, I haven't stepped into the love genre yet. I've been nervous, so I decided to do it with family tonight.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You need a love poem here, so Van is the man.
That's my favorite genre. My favorite.
Ooh. Well, I hope I didn't mess it up for you then.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, one of the things that about love poems, you pay attention to people's cadence and their embrace of the actual poem. And out of all of the poems that you've read tonight, softest in your spit. Your cadence is slower.
Yeah.
Your mood is mellow. And you actually feel it as you're spitting it. And that is a beautiful thing about love poems. Oh my God. It changes the whole mood, the atmosphere. Oh man, don't get me started. I can go on and on.
The band about to make us fall in love with love poems.
Hey, I got a piece called In Love With Love. Now I got a piece. But
come on with it. I was just gonna ask who.
Since you brought it up.
I got you.
Yeah, no.
Since I brought it up. Let me find this piece. Oh, man.
While Big Bro looking for the piece right there, Poppy, would you go ahead and let us know what you got going in the near future?
Man, y'all already know Poppy's Poetry Corner is coming up on the finish of season one. So
So I am booking for season 2. So all you dope poets that's out there listening right now, man, y'all tap in with me because we vibe on the corner just like we vibing right here tonight. It's no different itself. Don't be camera shy because I want you up close and personal in that thing so the people can see you. That's what I be doing for the most part. I got a couple shows coming up. I do open mics whenever I can. If y'all in the ATL, y'all better post y'all shit up. I might start and pull up right on you, you know what I'm saying, and be ready to spit. Let's see what else. Next year I got a lot of exciting stuff coming up. When I get more details, I'm definitely going to drop it on y'all. But, yeah, I'm excited for next year already. Isn't that amazing?
That's what's up, man. I can't wait. I'm definitely going to make my way to the corner. And we already said the family going to pull up. You know, you got the big RV that the Pearl and Negra is definitely going to get for us. So we going to ride out here to the corner, man. That's going to be so dope.
Man, I can't wait on that show right there, man. And y'all know Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock, if y'all not already on Epiphany. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, y'all could get on my shit anytime. It's 24/7 on YouTube, Poppy's Poetry Corner, we even on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? On Saturdays, you could play a run back. But you know what I mean? Everybody get in there. It's culture out here. I like for all of us to bless everybody's room.
No doubt. You good, big bro?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Let me let's bring on the next caller because I got a lot of pieces in this phone. I didn't realize how many times I had in love with love. Yeah, let's bring on next caller. Hopefully, I thought about it. Area code 346. Welcome to Cram Sessions. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, man, what's going on up in here?
Oh, my Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my life-minded. Aziz, the pulmonologist. What's good, bro?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, bro?
I know you didn't think I wasn't coming through, bro.
Man, what's good, bro?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Listen, man, man, listen, man, shout out to the show, man. You know I'm loving what you're doing. You already know that. I'm here to say so, bro. And I ain't disappointed. I knew I wouldn't be.
Man, that's my – I love you, man. I appreciate it, man. As soon as I heard the voice, I'm like, there ain't nobody else but bro.
What's up, y'all? Poppy, yo, listen. First of all, it's definitely an honor to finally get to hear you. You know, we haven't really had a formal meeting, but listen, I watch, I sit back, I watch, and I follow, and I love everything that you've been doing. So I just want to definitely give you your flowers on that.
Thank you.
I like that second piece that you did. I don't really have a question, but I have a comment. I really, really, really like that second piece that you did, but that first one. So every now and then, poets will do a thing to where they have a whole lot to say, but they don't have a whole lot of words to use to say it. They have them, but they don't want to use that. And when they could do that as effective as you did with that very first piece, then that is what I'm a fan of. And it wasn't a real long piece, but it was more effective than a five-minute piece, in my opinion. I don't think you could have added to it. I think if you did, it would have maybe taken away from it. You see what I'm saying? So I just want to really applaud you on that gift, that talent. And I don't know if that was on purpose or by design, but you did that to perfection.
Thank you so much, King. I mean, for all three of y'all, especially with that piece right there, that's one of the pieces that I probably did one time at, like, the Alphabet Bunch. You know, that's for all the Alphabet people. I probably did it there, but as far as doing it for just the general public, I'd be kind of nervous because I'd be scared that our kings are going to kind of take that the wrong way, even though I'm not trying to belittle or batter. I'm just trying to say I don't want to be you. You know what I'm saying? I love you for who you are. Just love me for who I am.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I see, not just in that piece, but in just your way that you carry yourself, period. You're unapologetic times 10. And I would even go to argue that to say if you ever were apologetic, you probably realize now that the only thing you did wrong was be apologetic. And it's on your sleeve. Yeah. So I definitely appreciate that just that what you bring to the table with that. So, hey, I respect it. I don't hate on it. I respect everything about it. If a brother out here hating on that, then that's a little bit of insecurity that they got in themselves. That's not your fault.
Big love, King. Big love. No touch. Y'all got me feeling all giddy and shit in here tonight, man. Wait a minute.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So, bro, don't think you just gonna slide through and say some positive words and then just try to creep off. That ain't about to happen.
Absolutely not.
You know I know better. You and like-minded in here, you know I know better.
Yeah.
You better believe
so,
it.
You know I know better.
So without further ado, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Counts. How many suits I've taken to mortuaries and helped loved ones with services for homies domiciling cemeteries. Fictitiously necessary choices traded my high school graduation for incarceration, so a 10th grade education ushered me into adulthood situations. Psyche telling me books are unnecessary cause intellect is not a prereq for death or the penitentiary. Scary. Rationale exposed my lack of common sense. I found comfort pulling up to armed guard towers and razor wire across the top of a bonded fence. And I wish I could blame these downfalls on the hand I was dealt. But the truth is, I was born into the Nation of Islam, structured home with hardworking parents. Love was felt, and they never spared the belt. It was life lessons that bruised the ego of my armor so that unless I'm in trouble, it never exposed itself. I am a book, badly maintained, raggedy bindings. My chapters has ripped pages. The cover is ruined from coffee stains. It contains a toxic blueprint that should never leave the shelf. My imperfections double the number of my perfections, but you know what else? I would still rather be me than anyone else because I trust myself like drunk driving with no seatbelt to navigate my destination. See, I step over the feces, but these ops want me knee-deep in regurgitation. So hold on, wait, y'all. I got to stop for a second. Because I know the listeners are like, ew, that's nasty in the imagination. But no, for real, this is a verbal dissertation outside of my normal language, illustrating how I want my wordplay invading, painting vivid shit that you got to listen to with your eyes. Why? So you can vision this list of early life hurt, disguised as lyrical stamina work coming through your earbuds, disturbing your eardrums like Amber Alert. I got to release this fetus before my feet is deep in the dirt. Purpose for word choice. Nope, I have not misspoke. I said release this fetus as I am pregnant with poetry. Now my water just broke. Breech-borne umbilical choke my pen. Cord wrap the ligaments of my thoughts like a ligature. Suffering suffocation but never drop the temperature. Now healthy and strong in this poetic literature because on my poetry's birth certificate under father's name is God's signature. I'll bow to the throne when I enter. Till then, my service is indentured and will remain to me. Islam in me before it was cool to be, before X-Clan, before Peach, before Denzel and Malcolm X and Spike Lee. Kids tease my siblings and myself about our funny names, constant questions about what meat we can't eat if it ain't fish or beef. Community laughter, school's out at 3. We couldn't be in the streets. The only moon we see is the FOI crescent, one on my pop's uniform sleeve. This is God speak at God's speed. A life ended because of me should have been God's beef. It's been 15 years I was confronted. They violated my circumference. Instead of throwing these things, they wanted to relieve me of my things. One of me and their numbers were abundant. It caused me discomfort. And where I come from, you better dump first and warning shots don't work. Defense of self, said the judge of the earth. Shit could have been worse, but I still get nudged at times. My mind is the arena in which those nightmares rehearse. 15 years, but memory still as vivid as the first. I pray for the family's comfort, careful not to desert my own legacy. This is just a hypothesis of my life's chemistry. Sometimes you might hear me stumble a word or two when I spit my poetry. That's just me breathing through labor pains during delivery. No joke, I like to smoke, then thought-provoke, and I don't tread light. I analyze life, but I be thinking like, the Bible speaks of this tree, right? But didn't pre-exile Christians worship Yahweh and Asherah, God and his wife? I'm going to stop right there because that's lost in his life like a needle in a haystack at midnight with no lantern burning bright. I feel like the black knight tasked with exposing truth that hides our bloodshed. My word spread is black light. So I'm forever right. Fingertips can be wrinkled and raw, and I still stand with the army form to stand tall. Redneck sentence, using law to enforce power and control instead of using power and control to enforce law. but this black fist activist ain't having it like hell no. You don't want this African attacking. I'm proactive instead of reactive to your actions, and let's see who's laughing then. See, I got chessboard vision, 5 steps ahead so I can see what's happening. Because what happens when you're not watching, who's watching, your verbal soul gets snatched up by sex trafficking. Check the stats on the averages of no random kidnappings, especially when it comes to black kids. My tongue is low-hanging fruit down to the root, so my lips ain't fastening. People see truth and then react as if I'm rationing. I'm not lacking sin, so I rain truth like strippers cashing in. Because there won't be no room in the urn once they put my ashes in. Not basking in, but remembering me before 11 felonies. I got bullied by my past, fear of progress compelling me. Taunting, laughing, I would listen to it telling me, maybe you won 6th, 7th, and 8th grade spelling me, and yet the best you became was a turf celebrity? I had the temerity, but regret is the enemy of prosperity, and my character to be became indigent because my attention went to thinking of obstacles incredulously. Negativity cleverly dissected the better me, then Will Smith Oscar slapped the shit out of my intent. But God, his favor in me is blessedly injected, but I have video visions, and my decision to neglect it left my thinking infected. Nevertheless, I kept it pushing. I fell for it, and now I would still rather be me, because since then I've been college accepted, criminal records cease to exist like performing exorcists. Expunged and dismissed, though rumors hit like 4 clips that fit through clocks. Guys as a hater's lips. It's just urban legend shit. Businessman. Now, I love with my wife. We wasn't on that wedding shit. So despite the strife, stress, beef, and grief, I would still rather be me. And fuck no, I ain't regretting it.
Well, goddamn.
Right. Hey, man. I feel like you just put the guns back in the holsters and reloaded, bro.
Man.
Hey, this was a deep, dope spit, for real. Like, you touched so many different facets of who you are in this piece. Bruh, they not ready.
Appreciate that.
They
I appreciate
ready.
That, bro.
Bro, you, I'm so glad I had my phone muted, man. Like, you said that you was pregnant with poetry and your water broke and an umbilical cord
yes.
choked your pen. I was like,
yes.
What the fuck?
I'm trying to tell you.
Man.
He said so much in that poem, man. That shit was amazingly dope. Not a poet that compares himself to a book and then to break down how the book is. Like, come on, come on.
Right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Wow.
Pure
man.
Pure heat.
I'm not gonna lie.
Pure
I
heat.
Miss hearing you spit, bro. Like real talk.
That part.
Straight monster, man. Straight monster. I remember this dude made me cry,
that.
Bro. Like.
Like,
he showed up in one of my shows in Louisiana. Made me cry. I was like, hey.
We gonna
leave the pictures where they at though.
No, we not. Matter of fact, ain't it about time to pop up on my memory or something? I gotta check. I thank you for reminding me. Appreciate that.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Let me give a shout out to the old man. Tell Big Bro, man. What's up, Big Bro? I know you hear me somewhere. I know you're in there somewhere, Big Bro. Want to give you a shout out, man.
He listen.
I know he is.
Hey, bro, you got something special that's going on that I saw the other day. And I, for one, can't wait until April
yes,
of next
yes,
year.
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen. That's only like 2 hours from me.
Whoa,
so, bro,
really?
You know I'm going to be in attendance. I'm going to be
right.
in attendance. But I need
oh, man.
You
it's going to be ignorant. It's going to be ignorant.
please, bro, let the people know.
I'll be more than happy to. I'll be more than happy. So, I've been honored I was invited to host the open mic portion of the Black Poetry Fest, April 2024. I believe is it the 11th through the 14th? I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's that you get there that Thursday or whatever. But
whatever,
man,
that,
I've been honored,
that,
man.
Whatever that Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, whatever that Friday or Saturday is of those days. So, I was blown away when Mark hit me, man. Mark hit me up, and he extended the offer, and I don't even think he got the question all the way out of his mouth before I accepted. Like, oh, are you bullshitting? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I just want to give a shout-out to him, man. It's an honor. Yeah, it is definitely an honor. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
I won't be hosting alone.
So
it's me and the Mrs. Subliminal. She will be co-hosting with me as well. So we're putting together something now. Trying to come up with some ideas and some things on how we want to do it. So. Man, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be a hot show, man. We remember the last one had to cancel because of COVID. It was gonna be in Vegas.
Yeah, correct.
I'm super excited about this. Yeah.
Man, I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited too, man. It's one of those moments, man, where the Poetry Collective get together and just be who they are through their ink. And, man, I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, brother.
Listen, man. I've been trying to do this for so long because, first started listening to BPC, man, and I was still, that was early 2000s. You know what I mean? So I was still one foot in the life. I wasn't really, doing stupid shit, but I was just like, I couldn't leave the state. You know what I mean? I couldn't leave Cali. I couldn't leave Oakland. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it. You know what I mean? And I would just see the pictures and I would be sick. So, when we fast forward all these years later, you know what I'm saying? And me being in a different space that I am, it's just crazy that I was just thinking about that the other day, like, all the, like, things that it just shows that if you just sit back and you do right just by the universe, just by people, you're gonna fuck up some opportunities. Oh Lord knows I have. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know that, then you ain't just listening to that piece I just spit. Lord knows I done fucked up some opportunities.
Right.
However, somebody said something to me, and I didn't understand it until I was over there. They was like, life is a constant struggle. I was like, fuck that. I ain't going to be struggling all my life. But that's not what they were telling me. You know, and that's the way I took it because I was in a different mindset. And so I say that to say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're going to miss some opportunities. You're going to fuck some things up. We all have. We all own it up. But it may not be that same opportunity, but if you just continue to be better, you try to improve your life, put out energy and good vibes into the universe, it's going to send it back to you, period, point blank.
Straight up. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Man.
Whew. Well, I thank you, big bro, for coming through Cram Sessions, man. You really did my heart a service, bro, man. Real talk.
Yeah, man, listen, man. Look, I thank y'all for having me, man. Keep doing y'all thing, man. And listen, Poppy, you already know I'm going to get at you.
Oh, that's what I needed to hear right there, King. Let's go.
Yeah, you already know. Yes.
Congratulations, man. I don't know if you heard me. Congratulations. That is a beautiful thing, and I hope that you congratulated yourself and hugged yourself for making that change, and now you're seeing how you planted those seeds and it's starting to harvest.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And this is just the energy that our community brings. You know what I'm saying? Poetry just happened to be a community that brings those blessings of people just wanting to see other people. Every environment has its a few seeds here and there, but poetry is, for the most part, it's a wholesome thing because there are so many other aspects of your life that it affects, especially when you get with like-minded people. I definitely appreciate that, and that's what I get out of poetry life is positive, uplifting stuff like that. I just got.
Love it, bro.
I'm moving on out the way, man. Listen, man. Y'all keep tearing it up, man. I'm gonna get on out the way.
All right, man. Just meet me at the City Hall Lounge, man, in the VIP section. I got something rolled up for you.
I already got one ready.
Damn right.
I was on my way back from the plug when the show was starting. That's what took me so long to touch one.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Wow. One love, one mic. Man. Whew. Yeah, that brother's a beast, man.
I don't care what mic he touch, he blow it up. Like, I don't care where he goes.
Yeah, he do.
Blow it up.
All right.
The pieces that was fitting here tonight, man, I'm trying to tell you tonight, pieces that was fitting here tonight, the amazing poets that came through tonight, has been beautiful, man. Thank y'all. I feel like I was at home and stuff. I ain't have to do no work, man. Thank y'all.
I love it. We're not done yet. We still not like, we got like four people that still waiting to holler at you. I'm going to get this piece out of the way and then Paul Crane got a piece that he's going to do. Then we're going to get to these last few poets and round out the night. Does that sound good? You got more time for us, right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, this is the piece that I was talking about. It's called In Love With Love. A ticking time bomb detonated. The explosion was incubated. Somewhere over the Pacific, even throughout the Atlantic, a shell shock of emotions. The shards and shrapnel lodged and logged conclusions. Not just any conclusions, but the kind that we as men don't talk about. But today is the day we will talk about it. Today is the day we will get down with it. See, my inspiration factory is filled with glory and remnants of grace and mercy. My hurt locker is riddled with battered scars. But then my epiphany got the spotlight of the stars. I can't help but see new visions every day. The breath of God breathed into my lungs, and dare I say, that Neo Soul Cafe has a different tea drip today. Somewhere in my mind, poetry madness just grips me. And I have to write about my experience, see. The four walls close me in, and I hyperventilate as I hear the word uttered. I look deep within myself to see if it can be hurt. Because this man of steel dusted off the dirt. My steel skeleton can keep me invincible, but my internal organ is no longer replaceable. Locked up like a caged animal, is my heart losing stamina? I want to feel it again. I want to embrace it again. Why does it escape me so? Where is the illusion I know? A hopeless romantic putting on a single glove. All because I'm in love with love. That's that piece.
Beautiful. Like, every time I love that piece. Like, I get that. That feeling like love is real. Like, for someone who for a long time felt like it was just a four-letter word, like fucking shit, like it didn't mean nothing. Like, to hear that, I love that piece, bro. I thank you for finding out with.
Hell yeah, it's just a kiss behind your words, man. That was a kiss behind your words. That piece was beautiful. Yeah, man, that was a beautiful
thank
love.
Thank you so
man.
Much.
Like,
thank you. Paul Crane, my brother.
I need to hear what you got to release into the atmosphere.
All right. This one, advanced appreciation. I remember when we first met. You smiled at me and said hello, and I opened my mouth and said, thank you. Thank me for what is what you asked me, and I told you that when the time was appropriate, I would explain my response because right now the answer is not yet complete. So until then, I ask you to accept my awkwardly late hello. Now on this day, as we stand before God and man, I feel that it is most appropriate time to answer your question. You see, at the moment that I met you and you said hello, I realized that you were the answer to something. You see, I had asked God for you. Before I ever laid my eyes upon your majestic beauty, I had already asked God for you. I asked him to send me some glue. And that's when you came into my life, gathered the shattered pieces of my heart, poured your love inside and filled the cracks to make me whole again. I asked God for you. I asked him to send me a blanket. And when life's trials and tribulations activated the icy chills of depression, you used your words to speak to the king in me, creating a barrier that covered me from the negative energy, reassuring that the answer to all of my prayers is standing in front of me. I asked God for you. And you walked right in and completed my life. So at the moment that you said hello and I told God thank you, I was thanking him for the moment of our first meeting. Because I knew at that moment was the moment that I met the completion of my soul. That's it.
Well,
I'd be, both of y'all be on one. Yeah, because both of y'all on one. Those both were beautiful pieces, but Paul, how you going to say you don't, that ain't your thing, man? Come on, man.
Poppy, I was saying the same thing. Like, okay, this dude said he ain't right. Man, whatever. You started it out in love.
No, like, all right, so seriously, like that, all right, so that's a love piece. But if I go through all of my pieces, I think it's just that one. I think everything else has, in some form or fashion, I always find a way to make her sit on my face in a poem. Like, it never ends up just a date. It always ends up with dinner.
I am dead over here. It's like when you give a massage out. You always want that shit to land something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know? Because I feel like it's hard for me because I'll sit there and write about love at the beginning, and before I know it, it's like, yeah, man, this is dope. And then, oh, wow, yep, this definitely turned to an erotic piece. But you know what? I like it. I'm going to keep it. You know what I mean?
But that's an expression. That could be how you express your love, too. So maybe that's why it's so strong like that, because, you know, we have different ways of expressing love. And some of the, you know, you get the lustful leads to love, man. You cannot have love without lust.
Got a point. Yeah, I'm a very loving person, Ben.
Crank
up. All right, let's say we go ahead and open up these mics and see who we got here who's ready to bless us with their ink and say hello to Poppy. Next up on the mic is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Hey, Lady A.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Van. Hey, Poppy. I have to say that I, in my little while with Epiphany, I've learned a lot about a lot of different things. And what I admire about artists like yourself is the ability to speak your poetry the way you speak your poetry, it really is an art. The tone and the cadence and the content, it's like you're of an older world where you're passing forth history in your pieces. And I really admire that about yours and other artists like yourself who, if it's called spoken word, I think it's just a really amazing way to pass your feelings on, but to teach other people whatever messages that are tucked away in those pieces. And I think it's great.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
That is true. That's why I like places like Tiffany and Poppy's Poetry Corner, because we're allowed to do that, and we're allowed to just be ourselves and, you know, get good at what we love doing.
It's amazing. The written word is, to me, is so special, and to have it presented so many different ways is really amazing. It's a true art, but I think more than that too, that it's a piece of ourselves. It's part of who we are, and I love that.
Definitely agree. Indeed.
So, Lady A.
Yes.
I know in my heart of hearts that you brought something for us tonight, right?
I did. I was going to read another piece when we were talking about depression and things like that, and then the topic of love came up, and I thought, no, I'm going to read a love poem.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. And this is called No Ordinary Love. My love is no ordinary love, not like diamonds or emeralds or like the wonders of the Egyptian pyramids. I love you profoundly, without words, with bone-crushing power unseen or heard. I love you as the sands of the Gobi Desert hide life under the desert sun. No one can know the secrets of my heart. Only you. You are my only one. When stars lose their light, when sun darkens, when moon falls from the sky, when birds no longer fly, when eternity is finite, when desert sands are counted, when snowflakes never fall, will I cease loving you? And peace.
That was beautiful.
There's a lot of imagery in that piece.
Like, the whole thing was like a little movie. Like, you could see the whole word.
Right.
Thank you.
And there was
definitely a beautiful
piece in this piece.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Lady A, what is your trademark?
My trademark?
Pieces.
Yeah.
You can find me on All Poetry under Lady A, and Andrea Wheaton on Facebook. And I'm also one of the divas for La Perla Negra's Wednesday show on Epiphany. And we have a really good rhythm going there. I find it's exciting, and everybody kind of shines on the other one, you know, like all of us together make this diamond. And I enjoy those shows on Wednesday nights for sure.
That's what's up.
All right.
I'm pretty sure the door is open, my bad, big bro. Did the doors open to the study hall?
No, no, no. I was just going to say, yes, the doors have opened, and she can usher the imagery of this beautiful piece right into the study hall so that they can greet her with welcoming arms and talk about this piece.
Oh, beautiful thank lady. You so
thank
much.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One mic, one love.
All right.
That
man.
Was a beautiful piece.
Ooh, let's keep this party going. That was a beautiful piece, without question. Without question.
That's...
Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own host, one half host of the Just J Gina show on every other Saturday. If you missed them this Saturday, you missed the Dynamite show and their feature. You got to wait 2 weeks to hear them again. We have Just J in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, I got disappointed. I was hearing you about talk about that guy that was coming up, and I said, oh, man, some more good poetry. And I said it was me. Oh, you got me with that guy, man. I wasn't even looking. Oh, man, I've been enjoying the whole thing. Poppy, I've been enjoying you, lady. Poppy, why are you everywhere?
Yo, thank you, King. What's up, King? What you mean?
Hey,
everywhere. I'm supposed to be on the corner.
So you take the corner with you wherever you go.
Thanks, man. Got you, man. That's how you make a pack. You know what I'm saying? That's how we reach worldwide.
I understood. Hey, you know what? I believe
absolutely.
You are gonna hit that worldwide thing. You know how to move this stuff around. Hey, I've been watching you. Hey, I'm proud of you. You're killing it.
Hey, thank you so much. And you know what? Whether I get worldwide or not, you know what the best thing about this whole thing is? I'm doing what I love, man. I'm doing what I love. I'm meeting kings and queens from everywhere that's doing what they love. That's the best part about this whole shit.
It is, and you got Paul Cram and Van in front of you. I mean, these two guys right here, you're gonna be able to glean back over this and really pick up some game on this one right here. They've been laying it out there. Hey, y'all been taking care of them, man. This is what's up, bro.
Well,
appreciate it.
Paul Cram has been on the show a couple of times, and now Epiphany might be finna hit. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna
he
be
might
hey.
Be everywhere. Hell, I need to learn how to be everywhere. Yes, sir.
I've
been hearing y'all going in on the love poetry.
What are you talking about?
Man, no, shoot, man. You know what I mean, man. I want to be around like y'all is, man. Hell.
I got you, bro.
Y'all doing love poems in here? Is that what I heard? So somebody threw up the bat signal. It was shaped like a heart. I said, oh, damn.
Oh, wow. It's open, man. Whatever you feel like you want to see.
I'm like, shit. Well, let me put my boots on. The salmon colored one.
Nah,
oh,
man. Whatever you want to say, we just happy that you're here, man. I'm ready to just hear.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man.
No doubt. The mic is yours.
Thank you, the mic. Thank you, sir. With the weight of the world on my head, my tears form a mighty river of renewal and rejuvenation. As these poems flow down this river of hope, dreams, levees, and leans, even tumultuous streams, water will froth into cream. As I hold my head high, so that the water falls in cascades to feed the young blades of grass. You see, this is full body kneading, full body feeding, from one who was blind, but yet my eyes weep in the melodies of rhythms, of the sound of sight, melodies make light in my mind's eye. as my heart sways like a willow in the winds of change and upheaval, as mountains push their peaks into thoughts of solidarity. In my mind's eye, I see you and I at the precipice, at the nexus of bliss and ecstasy. It's not just a dream. It's you next to me. Warm are my eyes in your beauty as we gracefully dance in the sun of our love, lingering in love. Like two marionettes who were made from each other, those lost puzzle pieces of completion that was thought not possible. So when I found you, I thought it was not true. Even when we were locked in unison, my mind would not bend. The truth was, I fell in love. I fell in love with hurting. I fell in love with searching. And I fell in love with disdain to my own dismay. I fell in love with being afraid. I chose not to see you, even though everything I was recognized in you. I was starving in this small house dripped with honey from being the beautiful you of you. Too long has my appetite gone for naught and not seized the comb, the sweet honey comb of your opulence that now makes my mind's eyes shine. Because your taste has brought my sight to full sun brilliance, and your nectar removed my blindness and ushered love into this dry cave and poured water onto this withered heart. Poem.
Wow, man.
Bro, you had me at the precipice line, bro. You had me at the precipice line.
Thanks, bro.
You
killed it. See, this is my brother right here. Hey, what's that power? Oh, that's mine.
I gotta get myself together. Hold on.
That's a beautiful piece, bro. I love it, man. I love it. You know, I love.
Thanks, bro.
When you write out your vein, bro. And I mean write out your vein. I love it, man. It's a dope piece, Jay. You come a long way from when you first popped on the scene, man. And you are a true student of the game. And what I mean by that,
all
is,
the free game I got here on Epiphany, man, help with that, bro.
Yeah, man. Whenever
no play in.
Challenged you or told you something, man, you took it and you ran with it, man. You ain't complain about it. You ain't squawk about it. You just did
not
it,
out
man.
Loud.
You got better and better and better, man. Because y'all don't know,
thank
man.
You,
y'all
bro.
Don't know. Y'all, let me tell you something about Jay. Let me tell y'all something. He used to be MC. I mean, hip-hop rapper.
Yo, yo.
This guy.
In the house.
This guy. But I'm going to leave that alone. Park Grant, talk to the brother, man.
Thanks, man.
Bro, I'm amazed. The piece was amazing. I'm sitting here, like, with the words and combination of how it fit. Like, his delivery is just so smooth, man. Like I ain't going to lie to you. If you was doing a different type of piece, I wouldn't let you sit in front of my girl. I feel like she'd cheat on me in her head just from listening to how you sound.
Hey, I call that thing too, bro. What you doing over there, bro? The fuck?
You just saying, she got to go to the bathroom at that time. Like, you can't listen to this thing. You can't hear him. No. No.
Right.
Nah, man.
I got beef like that with Tony Perry right now.
Oh, see? Yep, glad you see.
My wife kept a picture of that nigga on the mantle for about 5 years. I was like, I can't stand a little red rat looking. Oh,
man.
He ain't gonna never hear this.
Oh, man. That was a dope piece, man. Dope piece.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
That piece, yeah, that piece was definitely a dope-ass piece, and it was an honor to finally get to hear you, you know what I mean, outside of the clubhouse and cafeteria. So,
Hey, it'd be different coming to different places. That's why I've been encouraging everybody to make it over here to Epiphany. Get your butt on a new mic. Stop going to places where the people have heard you 9,000 times.
Agreed. I feel that. I try to hit places. Yes, yeah. Let's go. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah.
Community.
Got to.
Now, before the doors of the study hall open for you, brother, can you let everybody know what you got going on?
Man, this Sunday we're going to have Love Fabi over there at Clubhouse, man. Come over there and check her out. Love Fabi is a day oneer over there at Small House of Poetry. Nobody knows her voice. She sits back quiet. She don't say much. That woman is all brains. Y'all going to hear her poetry. It's going to knock y'all on your asses. Then not this Saturday, but next Saturday, me and Gina will have an interviewee here at the Epiphany. Come by there and check it out. We can't let y'all know who it is right now. We had one person lined up, and this person is still somebody who we want, but they had to go off on a special mission. But we're going to have somebody in here that's going to knock y'all socks off. Word, promise you that. Appreciate y'all, Van, Paul Cram. And Poppy, keep doing the good work, lady. You everywhere. That's good. That's the way you move around, and that's how you, like you said, you get around the world that way. Don't laugh that off. That's the best. If you see that, do that.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Parker, don't you hate when people try to be too modest and don't like to really talk about themselves? Don't you hate? What you doing on next Tuesday, Jeff?
You did set up, Paul. You fell in with a bad crowd. You didn't fell in with a bad crowd, Paul Cram. Man, go hang you out there. I mean, that's all I got to say. Van is legendary, man. You running with a big dog, bro.
Listen, man,
I'm around with
you. You know it's my job, man. You know it's my job to know what's going on, man. What do you have going on next Tuesday, bro?
Next Tuesday? Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's going on next Tuesday, man? Mojave going to be in there. What's going on next Tuesday? Oh, he ain't even let me know something, did he? He ain't even let me know something, did he?
I heard that next Tuesday on Flyspeak, it's going to be Jeff Jay.
Oh, I had told him I was going to do a night over there of all pieces that I'm deleting right after I do in there. They're going to be that bad. He want to see what they is.
That's an honor to be featured. Especially with Mojave, man. I have a feature with Mojave.
I love dude to death, man.
That's an honor, bro. Yeah, yeah. So now
that's a good hearted king.
Study hall. Jeez,
say it again,
you
like, man.
Talk about what you got going. I said you don't even want to talk about what you got going on, man. We're gonna send you to the study hall for you. He won't give us.
All right, I'll be back over, y'all. Once I did the research on whatever you're talking about, I catch back up to you on that. Study hall it is. Van said, give me the hall pass. I'm going to study hall.
Oh, man.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me slide out like that.
Man.
It got you, man. I'm out of here.
You got me, bro. You got me.
One love, one love, bro.
He got me, bro. He got me. Let's
Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, man, we got area code 254. Welcome to Cram Sessions. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 254, you're unmuted. Are you muted? 254. All right. Maybe they're just enjoying the show. Next up on the mic, we're going to go to air code 215. Welcome to Cram Sessions. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, this is your boy Blaze.
Blaze, what do you do, bro?
What's happening with you, bro? How y'all feeling, man?
What's good with you, bro?
Good, man.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad to be heard from. Definitely glad to be heard from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, Cram Van. Who's
Poppy
the young
Blaze,
lady that
Blaze,
I heard?
Blaze, the feature. I'm just telling you, it's Poppy from Poppy's Poetry Corner. Poppy, this is
okay,
Blaze.
Okay, how are you, Miss Poppy?
What up, Blaze? My name actually Keynotes, y'all. I thought y'all knew that.
Keynote.
Yeah,
okay.
My name Keynotes.
Okay,
I mean, you...
Hey, yo. How's she gonna let us go the whole show calling the Poppy?
Because I thought y'all really knew that. I thought y'all was just referring to the show.
Look, you know, send the people to Poppy Corner, you know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Right.
You know what?
You wanna know what's crazy?
I'm gonna take 100% blame for that because it's Keynotes on the flyer, and not once have I corrected anybody. So that's on me. I take that blame.
Hey, what's even more crazy is I'm looking at the write-up on the screen, and it says the one and only Keynotes. And I said, like, dang.
Keynotes.
Wow.
Hey, but look, I appreciate you being a good sport and just running with it because she's like, nah, I'm going to run with this because my Poppy's Poetry Corner fit in the blow up.
I'm trying to tell you, let's go.
Nah, that's what's up, though. That's what's up. Well, Blaze, correction, Keynotes, Blaze.
What up, King? How you doing?
Love that name. That's a pretty name. I'm doing good. Doing good.
Thank you.
What's happening?
I was saying, Van, what you been up to? I'm Mr. Paul Cram. How's everything, sir?
Man, everything's good, man. I'm loving life, poetically learning, you know, just keep doing what I'm doing. What about you?
Okay. Man, I'm getting through some things, always getting through some things, but I'm always winning. So regardless, whatever it is that's going against me is always losing.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Straight
up. That is it. Nah, man, I've been doing good, man. The Get Down's supposed to be returning this week. We're supposed to be doing Hip Hop is 50. So we got some things lined up for the show this Thursday. So all hip-hop heads, it don't matter what era you love hip-hop in, just come through. So we're going to have a big promo about everything coming out probably sometime tomorrow, but we'll keep everybody posted.
Gotcha. I can't wait for that show. That's going to be so dope.
Now, Blaze, you got a question for the feature tonight?
I'm just getting on like about 20 minutes ago, so I don't know exactly what's going on tonight. I don't know what question.
Okay, Keynotes is. Go ahead, Parker.
Obviously, it's just open mic format. If you have any question for Keynotes, I'm pretty sure if you ask a question that's already been asked, if you've only been in the show 20 minutes, it's still a new question to you. So if you have a question for our feature, I promise you, she read.
Keynotes, you must not only do poetry, you have to sing. Because with that name, there's got to be some songstress stuff behind your name.
No, man, I wish. I don't have that. That's not one of my superpowers, right? But why I have the name is because I feel like, you know, everybody used to call me Kiki or something like that, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like once I came into myself, I'm your keynote speaker.
Wow,
just keynote, you know what I'm saying? Poetry pushes me. Music makes my world go around.
Wow, dope.
Like that. Okay. Okay.
That's dope.
I mean, how long have you had the name for and who gave it to you?
Actually, like I said, I wrote for a teen newspaper, and I always went by Kiki when I wrote for the newspaper. So I just took, you know, one of the keys off and just realized that I play piano. I love music notes, you know what I'm saying? I like love notes. I love poetry. I love music, so why not?
Keynote, okay.
And I feel like I move
okay.
Along, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I can draw in attention and no show.
Yeah, you say I can hear the love for it, but I can also hear the pain behind it. And your push to get yourself to push through the pain of what you've been through in your past, but you love what you're doing, so it just makes it that much easier for you, it sounds like.
Big fact, Gemini, you know what I mean? It's always on a double, you know, up and down.
Yeah.
So definitely where there's happiness, there's always happiness, you know. Yeah. So. Thank you. That was definitely a good question.
Thank you so much.
I love it. That was dope. That was a dope answer. So, Blaze, I know you got something for us tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, we almost definitely ready when you are. The mic
All
is
right.
absolutely yours.
All right. This is spoke in words of poetry from a tree of poets whose words are from Spokane. I've spoke sane when I was insane, looking in from an outer window pane in pain. Wait, what am I saying? I mean, I lost myself. Correction. I see me. Hey, you. Who, me? What you want? You're me. There I am. I found myself in you. I feel like an oxymoron due to envisioning you in a very deep, restful state with eyes wide shut, passing through closed corridors of my cerebral cortex. You are the most flawless female that I've ever been extremely spellbound by, to the point that I daydream about you in my nightmares. My heart performs ritualistic behaviors of mistreatment as if captured by the enemy in uncharted territories, like imprisoned slaves in shackles and interlocking neck harnesses, beat to death by their very own hearts, souls being trampled on by the feet, and these feet that wipe the mud off their souls onto your welcome mat, and the unwelcoming of social ignorance. The death that I see in my future breathes you. Yes, the death that I see in my future breathes you. I am even intensely winded at the imagery of your name. Just a mere glimpse of your silhouette shadow when interlocked with my thought processes, recollective faculty display makes the slightest thought of the heart and soul of my eyes, mind, mouth salivate uncontrollably in extreme salaciousness because of the pleasurable delight of my mental visual of you. The fluctuation in your bodily movement creates an unexplored paradise in my mind that has been craving this long-awaited visit into the deepest depths of your mental environment just to embrace hold tight and safeguard any intentional and or unintentional solace that your mind can even try to conjure up. Your deifying angelic nature is cherished, honored, uplifted, and bowed to. I'd love nothing more than to please your internal heavenly realm, so just guide me in the direction. And I've already been given the instruction in how to protect you with all that is within me. Here I stand to present and represent myself as a friend to you, a mate, and so much more. If you'll find it in yourself to assist me in pleasing you to, through, and past 2 billion forevers, may I please be availed to love you past 2 billion forevers, 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 forevers. Loving you past 2 billion forevers. May I please be allowed to love you past 2 billion forevers. Blaze and peace.
That's how you end the show. Amazing piece, Blaze. Amazing piece, Blaze.
Thank you, bro.
That was the line where he said,
he knows.
The line where he said, I daydream of you in my nightmares. Oh, my God. Yep, that was a nice piece, man. That was well spirited and well put together. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Please, my brother.
Big bro, how you feeling?
It's been a while since I heard you spit. I mean, it's been a while since I heard my brother spit. And, one thing about my brother, man, is when he delivers a piece, man, he's all in it. Doesn't matter the genre, doesn't matter the cadence, he's all in it. And man, this is another one of those pieces, man, where I feel your passion in it, especially when you close. Your close was so strong. Dope ain't my brother. Dope ain't.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Glad I was able to get to the show. I didn't think I was going to make it.
I'm glad you made it, man. I'm so glad you made it. Well, we're going to escort you to the study hall, man. It's, I'm pretty sure everybody in there, they waiting on you. They getting ready to toss it up a little bit. They waiting on me and Van and Poppy to show, excuse me, Keynotes to show up. So we'll be there momentarily, man. But in the meantime, I messed it up that time, but I fixed it immediately. we'll meet you over
the way, you know.
You know, like I said, I love your name, girl. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful name. And you got two magnificent dudes that you're working with, so, you know what I mean? Nothing can go wrong there, I don't think.
Oh, no, definitely not. I appreciate the vibe that we've had in here tonight, so thank you for adding the extra stuff.
Absolutely.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and let you go to the study hall real quick, man.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. And again, thank you for having me.
Thank you for showing up.
Good brother Blaze. Man, whew, what a show. Man, let me do the Epiphany Live for the remainder of this week and into next week. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Divas Talk with LaPearl and Negra and a panel of divas that she has prepared. Thursday night, y'all, should be the return to the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Hip Hop is 50, y'all. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith, Eric, and Kimbrella Renee at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune in. Saturday night is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and LaPearl La Negra. Make sure you tune in. And then Tuesday night is Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. And his guest is none other than that dude, Just Jay, that we just heard. So make sure you tune in. Epiphany has everything you need every night of the week. Now, stay tuned for what we got coming next. Paul Kraft, back to you.
Oh, man. So I want to thank everybody. Thank everybody for coming through, making this show great. A special thanks to our special pen, none other than Keynote, super energy, super talented, man. I love you. Thank you so much for gracing the Cram Sessions, man. It was a pleasure having you around. Thank you to Buddy Lee 318, who made his presence known. Everybody, make sure you go follow him. Big Bro Van, thank you for having my back through all things, man. And just to let everybody know, man, when you're feeling down about anything, just know, man, you never know how strong you really are until being strong is your only option. Those are Bob Marley's words, not mine, but that's something that this Epiphany family has pretty much made me look at. So I thank them for that. And so for everybody out there who's listening, man, I love you all. Thank you for a dope show. How everybody else feel? Van, Pop, Tito, y'all enjoyed yourself tonight?
Oh, man, it's a great show.
Yo,
but I give an opportunity to get her last words, man. You're the feature of the evening. Please share your thoughts and your words with the community tonight.
Yo, no I just doubt. Want to thank both of y'all kings for allowing me, a newcomer, you know, to just come on and bless y'all room. It is definitely a blessing. Y'all have been a blessing to me. I want to thank, you know, of course, Cram Sessions, you know, Epiphany Radio, just everybody that y'all vibe with. Thank y'all for vibing and allowing me to vibe with y'all tonight. So, you know, I appreciate it.
We appreciate taking the time out of your schedule to be a part of Epiphany Radio tonight, to even agree to be in this feature. I know I was blessed by your poetry, your presence, your energy, and just how you set the tone for the evening, right? You set this tone, right? So we appreciate you for coming in and entertaining us as well and allowing us to entertain you. It's the reciprocal exchange. And, you know, without our Epiphany family, there is no Epiphany Radio. So without people like you, the creatives of the world, being able to come into a space and just share yourself and be vulnerable, we couldn't do this show without you. So we thank you and we appreciate you. And Epiphany thanks you and appreciates you for being here. And we're going to do what we can to have an Epiphany takeover on Poppy's Corner just so that we can show you that love. And make sure that we're returning the same energy back, because it's vitally important. So we're going to get together. We're going to work on that. LaPearl and Negra is going to spearhead everything. So we're going to make sure that we're there to celebrate you in your segment and in your arena. So that's going to be okay, right?
Oh, that's going to be a blessing, man. Y'all are welcome anytime on my corner. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, it's going to be amazing when it happens, because I'm manifesting and I'm putting it in the air. It's going to happen.
No doubt.
Thank you so much. Well, with that being said, everybody, the official last, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic,
y'all. One mic, one love.
Peace.
Peace.